and the vice president. What's your name?
Is this on?
Yes, it's on.
Great. My name is Matthew Zadrozny.
Okay, and who are you in relation to the committee?
I am working with the committee. I've been with the committee since December. I've been attending these protests since June of last year. And every Saturday, I am organizing the weekly work-in protests at the library. We're asking the public to come and protest while you work by sitting in the main reading room, getting your work done with a www.savenypl.org sticker on your laptops.
I've seen those protests being announced. How much turnout? I mean, that seems sort of a more passive, aggressive form of protesting, I think.
Well,
this is very active, however.
Today's protest is very active. On Saturdays, we want to garner the regular users of the library and give them a way to express their outrage at what's happening by just getting their work done with a sticker.
Uh-huh.
Simple as that.
It's of protesting course, for introverts.
Not necessarily. We encourage them to email the mayor at savenypl.org, email-the-mayor. But we also encourage people to come out afterwards, get a drink with us, and, you know, talk about the future of the library.
Mayor de Blasio has remained silent. So are these protests doing any good?
Mayor de Blasio, as public advocate, came out criticizing the plan. As mayor, it's true he's remained silent. We're still waiting to hear from him, but we're hopeful.
Why are you hopeful?
We're hopeful because he took a stand as public advocate, and we believe that he understands the impact that this would have on the city and on local communities.
Is it possible, though, that the committee was kind of used in a political gesture rather than an actual act of true political movement?
We don't think so.
Why?
Because we believe that the mayor understands that this is, in many respects, an issue of equality of opportunity. We believe the mayor understands that if the mid-Manhattan and the science industry and business libraries close, the amount of space in the system will be reduced. We believe that the mayor understands that if mid-Manhattan closes, there will be less space for students in the CUNY system to study. We believe that the mayor understands that this is bad for New Yorkers.
Is it possible, though, that the mayor has changed his mind?
We'll find out.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.